so touching and so much about what has happened to us all and how we've gone wrong in Boom and Doom. Not all Boom and Dooms would be sad and kind of low-key like this one. We can move the mic back if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to Boom and Doom. My name is Justin Flowers, and this is Sharon Ammon.
I'm Sharon Ammon. Not Ammon, Eamon, Hammond.
No.
Or no one gets my name right. And you know what? It doesn't even bother me.
No way. You know, you're thick skin. You're thick skin. You're not yeah. one of these.
Well, I'm thin. I'm thin-skinned about some things, you know.
Oh.
I don't know what things, though, but I...
Yeah, you ain't no snowflake. You know what I mean?
Yeah. God, I hate that term, don't you?
That's terrible.
You're a snowflake. You're a sheep. Now, how can you be a sheep and a snowflake? You liberals, you're sheepy snowflakes.
But thank you for joining us here. What are we going to talk about today?
Slumlords. Well, I remember being young like others don't. I remember looking for an apartment with no money and having people say to me, well, why don't you stay in a hotel until you find the one you want? When the situation is you have no money for a hotel and it's not finding the one you want, it's finding one.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a parakeet, which evidently was a horrible thing to have. Like, where does it sleep at night? Somebody asked us. In the effing cage. That's where it sleeps, in the cage. But my husband said that was too much satire in his voice, so we didn't get that place.
Yeah.
How about some of your places? I've got a good one about one place, but hey, you'll have 100 of them.
Of course, yeah. No, this was...
Oh, I didn't put the timer on, did we?
Oh, boy. Well, we can self-police, I think.
Do you think we know when 10 minutes have passed?
Well, there's a little clock right there, so we'll be pretty close.
Oh, okay.
We won't keep you too long past that old 10-minute mark there.
Where is that clock, you see?
On the computer screen.
There's another thing about Boom and Doom is that boomers don't... You know, I'm looking for a watch. If I need to find out what a word means, I walk over to the dictionary.
What's that?
Yeah. What the hell?
I don't
know.
But
tell me yours.
Yeah, it was the second apartment that I lived in second apartment ever. Obviously lived here in Chicago. Lived by myself. It was a studio. Pretty good location over on over close to Lakeshore. So I thought it was super nice, but it wasn't. I had cockroaches, which are disgusting. I can't step on a cockroach.
You can't?
Like
it's the sound.
I don't think I ever have stepped on. I remember the first time I saw.
You mean voluntarily?
Yeah. I remember the first time I saw one, I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, and this giant brown black thing just crawled across the kitchen counter. And I immediately just started basically having a panic attack.
Oh, no.
Because you know these things come in, like, there ain't just one. You know what I mean? And
hell, baby, I lived in Mississippi.
I know. Mm.
They were the slum lords.
Yeah, I remember I was having such a terrible time with them. And this is going to get to the slum lord part. Ugh. This is just like the slum apartment part.
But not I remember the lord.
I was just freaking out about this thing. Because one night, I was laying on the couch. And I intended to sleep there. And I have a cat. Still do. And she was laying on my lap, and it's like pitch black in the apartment.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, she just pounces off of me like the speed of light, and I just knew it that there was one on the floor, and you could hear her crunching the thing in her mouth. And I got up, And I turned the lights on. Sure enough, she kind of spat it back out onto the floor. But anyway, the landlord supposedly actually did something about this. He came in and like put this goo like around my apartment, which I thought was gross. But apparently, they're supposed to like eat it and take it back to their like.
What if the cat eats it though?
I know.
Yeah,
it was in. No, I know. We talked about it for sure.
You and the cat.
I don't know. I don't know if it did anything.
What's your cat's name now?
It's Duck.
Yeah, see, that's a hard thing. Duck.
D-U-C-K.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she protected me during that time for sure. But one of the slummy things, he had his own internet system, which was, once you first walked into his apartment, there was like a massive bird's nest, or like if you ever pull out, if you ever pull out,
hey, what was that sound?
like a big batch of Christmas lights.
Oh, I've got you. And they're all tangled up.
And it was just this massive box just set on the side of his wall with all of these blue cords just pouring out of it. And his thing as well is like, well, you just give me $20. We'll hook that internet up for you. And the thing is, it was slightly slummy for sure.
That's illegal, isn't it?
I think it's quite illegal. But the deal was, it was pretty good internet. So I was like, I could.
So that's not such a bad slumlord.
No, it's not too bad. He did have some of his cronies one time. I'll wrap this up and let you tell your story.
Okay.
He did have one of his cronies one time. Apparently, I always had people over at my apartment. I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and we were in my living room area, and they were, two dudes were in my kitchen fixing some sort of problem with the sink. It was going down to the downstairs neighbors. And I wasn't really thinking anything of it. I couldn't really see them at the time. I had a little wall separating. And they do their thing. They leave. Then I go. We were having some beers. Uh-huh. And so I go to get another beer. Now that they're done, all the beer in my fridge is gone. Not that we had that much. They stole the beer. So I'm kind of freaking out. Like
In Germany, they expect you to give them beer when they do stuff.
Maybe I'm the asshole.
Okay? No, I don't believe so.
But I didn't know what to do. Like, I don't know who these dudes are. I know they have access to my stuff, and they're taking stuff right in front of me. And so I go downstairs, and I call my landlord, and I'm like, hey, man, like, I just had beers. Your people were in my apartment. Now I don't have them. Like, I don't quite know what to do about this, but can we just discuss? And he's like, hang on one second. He goes into his apartment, and he comes out with a six-pack of Ice House. And he's like, just take it, man. Just take it.
We're not going to solve the problem. We're going to patch it up, baby.
Yeah, like, not quite the point. And I think even at that stage in my life, I felt above Ice House.
That's right.
But I didn't know what to do. It was almost like I kept.
See, that goes on early on, that kind of above Ice House thing happens.
Yeah, by the time you're 18. Yeah. And it was like, I kept saying, that's not the point. And it was almost like in a movie where, you know, someone like puts their finger over your lips and they're like, shh, no.
Just take the Ice House.
He just turned me
around. Just take it.
And I didn't know what to do. I was like, yeah, I'll take the, thanks, man. Thanks. So, certainly a few interesting experiences there. How about yourself? I know you got some good ones.
Oh, I have a bunch. I mean, even from the point when my mother in Mississippi was renting a house from a terrible slumlord who used to come and shake our pecan trees to try to take the pecans, and my mother would chase him away with a broom because we had to make pecan pie to eat. We barely had enough to eat. But my story pre-internet, is living in this place with a slumlord named Mr. Korn, we called him. Mr. Korn, I don't know why we called him that. K-O-R-N, who had been in Auschwitz and had the you know, the mark on him, and and therefore believed in no God, but cleanliness. His wife used to say, she's no housewife, because I was working. I'd stay home. But the two things that happened, the first thing happened was we had mice, and we saw mice. You know, we had this big dog, and that we had told them was a small dog, so they weren't real happy with us when they saw him. This big dog, and we're chasing this mouse all around, and it's gone, and Daisy's just lying there looking at us. And then after we've chased it for like 20 minutes, she goes over and puts her nose softly into his shoe. And no, honey, that's all right. It's gone. But we got these, this is a terrible thing to do. We got these glue traps that they step in their whole body in a little glue trap. And then you go and you see them in this glue trap. And well, I guess supposedly you go somewhere and just whip them out of the glue trap and they go to freedom and come back in your house. Or they just die. It's a terrible thing. Mm. Well, our mouse like stepped in it with one foot apparently and just walked away with the glue trap. So the size of the mouse started to be a bother.
Is that a mouse anymore?
Or something really big. The climax of this story is I was on the toilet one day and it broke in half. The toilet fell in half. The ceramic, solid, built in 1940 toilet just fell in half. Mm. And my landlord came over and asked me, what did you do? What did you do? And at that point, and this sort of sealed the deal that I wouldn't be staying there very long, I said, oh, damn. When I sat down to shit, I forgot to remove the sharp axe that I have embedded in my asshole.
Love that response.
Oh,
but you know what? Ask a stupid question.
Yeah.
You get a hilariously stupid answer.
Yeah, that's right.
Hachimachi.
Hachimachi. Are we done almost 10 minutes? Or
We've gone over. I talked for a long time.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's only like
do you guys...
14 minutes right now, so that's not too bad.
Dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord in heaven, please forgive us.
Yes.
We know not what we do. No, and it's not even sort of monthly. Like, sometimes it's more than a month, and soon it'll be, like, less than a month, because we like doing it. We love you guys. We're just having fun, and we're just chatting. And pretty soon we'll be saying, could you guys give us a topic? Any topic. We would love to talk on a topic.
Yeah, for sure.
But first, First, you got to listen to it. We haven't had people listen, but...
And we didn't really address this up top, but one reason why I like this idea that Sharon came up with for Slumlords was, you know what? We're bridging the generational gap.
That's right.
Song and rhyme and fun and time. And I feel like for as long as we're here on Earth,
the song and rhyme,
everyone will have Slumlords in common.
That's
at least
true.
An experience or two, right? A place or
that's
two.
That's true. Thank you, Justin, for making this podcast something that really means something to people.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you know what? I'm trying my best.
That means it. That is important, and that is a reason for everyone to tune in whenever they see. You could just listen to any one of them.
Yeah.
You'll
They're all little snowflakes.
Yeah,
so it's a good way to. There's the good snowflake.
You'll sleep better. You'll you make love better. I can attest to that. Justin, I don't know. He doesn't have a lady. He has several ladies.
Okay.
Though. Well, we're not going to get into that. So
maybe next week.
We will see you next week.
Yes, thank you for joining us. And
remember, yeah, we should have a slogan. Remember,
try it before you buy it. We'll work on that. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.